Chapter 2. Databases. 2.1. What is a database and DBMS? Database can be defined as a repository for storing data or information which is interrelated. It means that parts of data within the database are associated with other parts in it. For example, data on purchased products must be related to customers who bought them. Organized. It means that data is usually arranged on the basis of application requirements. Data with the same properties is, for example, grouped together. Accessible and exploitable. It means that data must be available for quick data retrieval by third-party applications using a variety of programming languages, such as Java. It is the role of Database Administrator, DBA, to operate, secure, monitor, and maintain the database, whereas Data Administrator is a non-technical position responsible for defining and implementing consistent principles connected with data, such as setting data standards and data definitions that apply to all the databases in an organization. The simplest type of database is a set of flat files stored on a computer disk. A simple database usually consists of tables that are managed by a database management system, DBMS, used as an interface between a database and its users and other programs which access the database. DBMS helps to define, create, query, update, and administrate database. All database files are integrated into one system, so there are less redundancies and data management is more efficient. The DBMS can be accessed by the database administrator, for example through the web interface or graphical user interface, GUI. DBMS vendors such as Oracle, Microsoft, or PostgreSQL provide various drivers for different programming languages and platforms, which enable access to database engine. The main functionalities and objectives for DBMS are the following. Data availability. It refers to making data available to multiple concurrent users. Such access is controlled by the DBMS to avoid conflicts and deadlocks. Data manipulation. This includes alteration of stored data and retrieval of data. Data integrity. It refers to the assumption that data available in the database is reliable and correct, without any inconsistencies in data types, legal values, format, key uniqueness, and referential integrity. Data security. It is connected with preventing unauthorized users from accessing the database. In order to ensure security for the database, DBMS uses encryption. It refers to converting data in the database to format which cannot be deciphered by the users who make an attempt to view data. Authentication. It refers to identification of a user trying to access the database by verifying his username and password. Authorization. This is a set of rules that DBAs set up to specify access levels that individuals or groups of users can have. Data backup and recovery. This means that DBMS provides ways to recover a database if there is a risk of data loss. The easiest way to do this is to make regular backups of data or replicate database from master server to slave server.